All right, good evening, everybody. It's the Kings County Radio Club 2-meter Fusion Net, and our club call sign is KC2RC. I am KD2LRX, your net control operator for this evening. The net meets every Thursday at 9 p.m., unless otherwise noted, and you don't need to be a member to check into this net, but why not consider joining? The net's transmitted on the KCRC repeater, also known as KC2RC, at 146.730 MHz. Its input frequency is 146.130 MHz using YAESU Fusion digital technology, and we stream the net on the internet at stream.kc2rc.com. So how do you check into the net? Simply switch off AMS and go to digital narrow. Use your press to talk button, pause for a moment, and transmit your call sign, your name, your QTH, and your local temperature. Then release your press the talk button, make sure that you're not doubling with anyone else, and you do so. At this time, is there anyone who would like to check into the Kings County Radio Club 2-meter Fusion Net? Please call net control now, KD2LRX.
Net control, this is Alpha Charlie 2, Alpha Echo, Joe in Gravesend, Brooklyn, New York, with traffic.
Net control, this is Kilo Yankee 2, Michael Yankee, Gene from Greater Brooklyn, no traffic.
Net control. Net control, this is Kilo Delta 2, Oscar Victor Mike, Axel Synchronite.
Net control, this is Kilo Delta 2, Mike Sierra Uniform, Howie in Coney Island, 34 degrees, and I have a little weather info.
Net control, this is KF6 WTC, Michael in Portland, Oregon, and the temperature is about 41 degrees.
Net control, this is K2, ACD, Matt in Long Beach.
Net control.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 2, Charlie India Radio, Mark, Coney Island, no traffic.
Alright guys, let's hold it right there. Alright, I'd like to welcome the following stations to the Kings County Radio Club 2-meter Fusion Net. I'd like to start things off with Joe EC28. Joe in Gravesend, Brooklyn. Welcome to the net. I think Joe said he had some traffic. We'll get to you in just a moment. We had N2RGA, I saw him keying up, but I didn't hear his transmission. I'm not sure if he has any traffic, but we'll give him the opportunity to, give us any if he does after Joe. We had KY2MY, Gene in Gravesend. Welcome, Gene. as well as KD2OVM, Axel in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, where it's 47 degrees. I mean, actually, that can't be right. It's not 47 degrees in Crown Heights. We had KD2MSU, Howie, Coney Island, Brooklyn. Welcome, Howie. Howie has our local weather forecast coming up, followed by KF6WTC, Michael in Portland, Oregon, where we know it's 41 degrees. We have Matt, K2ACD, who's no longer in Palm Beach, Florida, but he's in Long Beach, Long Island. Welcome, Matt. Welcome back to New York. And we have WA2CIR, Mark, in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Are there any other stations that would like to check in? Please call Net Control, KD2LRX.
Net Control. Net Control, this is Whiskey 2, Michael Papa Romeo. Martin in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Good evening, Jay. Good evening, everyone on the net. I have no traffic this evening. Back to you.
Good evening, Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 7, November Yankee, Jonathan in Milwaukee, Oregon. Over.
Control, this is Whiskey 7, Yankee Zulu Papa in Gresham, Oregon. The temperature here is 38 degrees.
Net Control. This is November 2, Hotel Victor Radio, Nick in Ozone Park. It's 32 degrees.
All right, let's hold it right there, guys. Hold it right there. I want to welcome WA2CIR, Mark in Coney Island, Brooklyn. We have W2MPR, Marty in Bay Ridge. Then I know before W7YZP, there was a station that checked in. If that station wants to come back, I didn't get your call sign. Was there another station that came in between W2MPR and W7YZP? If there was, please come back so I could get your call sign.
Net Control, could be me, November 2, Hotel Victor Radio, Nick in Ozone Park.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah, I got you. I thought there was somebody in between Marty, though, and W7YZP. Maybe not. One more chance.
Jay, I think that station, I don't know if he's still on with us, but I think it was Kilo Delta 7 Uniform Alpha Hotel.
Kilo Delta 7 Uniform Alpha Hotel, is that what you said?
I believe that's what came across my screen. I'm not 100% sure. I don't even know if it's a real call sign. But I think that's what I saw.
All right. And, Joe, do you know if Simon checked in? I thought I heard his voice, but I don't know if he was coming in and doubled with somebody else.
No. I'm looking now on the logs, and I do not see it.
All right. Is there a KD7UAH out there? Alright, I guess he's not out there right now, but that's okay. I see that there is a call sign, KD7UAH, in Beaverton, Oregon, so that makes sense that it would probably be somebody checking in with that call sign, maybe Randy, KD7UAH, I believe. And if W7YZP could come back with his name as well as his city and temperature, that would be great.
Net Control, this is located in Gresham, Oregon. The temperature is 37 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right, welcome aboard. So we had Parker there in Gresham, Oregon. Perfect. Just looked you up, actually, in on QRZ. Are there any other stations I would like to check in right now? There will be plenty of other opportunities, but if you'd like to check in, please call Net Control, KD2LRX.
This is Alpha Golf 7 Hotel, Mark in Salem, Oregon, with a balmy 37 degrees.
All right. So I'm going to read down the list, guys, just to make sure that I didn't miss anyone once more. We had AC2AE, Joe in Gravesend, Brooklyn, who has a piece of traffic for us. We had N2RJ, Mitch in Old Basin, who I didn't actually hear his audio, but I saw that he was keying up. He may have some traffic for us, too, so we'll go to him after Joe. We had KY2MY, Gene in Gravesend, Brooklyn. We had KD2OVM, Axel in Crown Heights. We had KD2MSU, Howie in Coney Island, Brooklyn. We had KF6WTC, Michael in Portland. We had Matt in Long Beach now, K2ACD. We had WA2CIR, Mark in Coney Island, Brooklyn, as well as W2MPR, Marty in Bay Ridge. We had KD7UAH, that was Randall, who I believe is in Oregon. I'll just be double-checking that in a moment. We have W7YZP, who is in Oregon. His name is Parker. We had Nick in Ozone Park, N2HVR, as well as AG7HH, Mark in Salem, Oregon. Are there any other stations out there that I either missed or I would like to check in? All right, with nothing heard, why don't we now change things over or go over to Joe, AC2A in Gravesend, Brooklyn, with some traffic.
All right, guys, welcome aboard. What a great round of, first round of check-ins, I should say. So welcome everybody aboard, and welcome, and thank you for coming here. All right, as usual, I'm going to solicit a little bit for club membership dues. Dues are due, so if you're not covering your dues, pick up the phone or get on your computer or mail in a check. We take PayPal, we take checks, and several other ways of making payments. One of the biggest things is it's $30, so it's the least expensive out in the area, least expensive for all the other clubs around here. You can also become a member at a distance, which will give you all access to our website and all the web pages and Roy's, what was it, Roy's Room and stuff like that, Roy's Corner, I should say. Or if you're a senior and you're here and you want to be a full-fledged member, you'll get a whopping discount of $5, so it'll be $25 to become a member. So, yeah, consider becoming a member, guys. It's really fun. And we have all kinds of great events. We have a picnic, and we have field day, and with this year we're doing the commissioning of the USS Missouri on June 8th and 9th. So we have a lot of good things coming over. All right, one important thing that we do need is we need net control operators, man, for Tuesday night's net. We really need a couple of operators, not just one, maybe two. We need a backup operator and a backup operator who's not afraid to get on the mic.
So all you guys out there who are local and have a nice shot into our repeater, you're more than welcome to take a try at it. If you like it, you're more than welcome to stay aboard. And that's really about it. We also do need net control operators for our Friday night tech net. Our Friday night swap and shop. N2RGA swap and shop on Friday nights, 9 o'clock. It's a new net. We're looking for net control operators. Anybody is welcome to try. It's fun. It's easy. Guys, look, you guys hear me doing this every couple of weeks. And if I could stumble through that script, anybody can stumble through that script. I'm having a tough time talking today, but let me let this repeater drop. Alright, we're also looking for 10-meter net control operators on Sunday. So far we've got Roy AC2GS and Howard KD2MSU. So, and I've been doing backup here and there, but my antennas are kind of messed up right now, so I'm not doing that. So anybody locally that wants to do the Kings County Radio Club's 10-meter net, you're more than welcome to join that as well. You can contact me at AC2AE or any one of the board executive members, for that matter. All right, let's see. I did have a little bit more here. Okay. We're going to have more information on the club patch. I don't know when it's coming through. Hopefully, we'll be surprised, and next week we'll have it. But it is a 3-inch club patch. You can put it on your lapel. You could put it on your knapsack, your hat, your shoulder patch. You can do anything you want with it. It's going to cost approximately $5, and I think it's definitely worth it. Now, one of the important things, guys, all right, I don't want to put you guys to sleep, but let me reset this repeater. I know I've got 2 minutes, but this might take a little bit longer. Okay, Jay and I have decided that the email has been a little bit too long, so we announced a couple of weeks ago that we wanted to change the email to something that's shorter. I've got a couple of recommendations so far, but listen, it's up to you guys. This is how we're doing it. We're taking all of your guys' advice. We're taking all the emails that you suggest. We're putting them into a hat. Jay and I are picking out 3 of them. We're putting it on Facebook on a polling system, and then at that point, we're going to have you guys pick who's going to have the email to win, and the winner not only gets notoriety, but they get a fresh, new, dandy club patch, a KC2RC club patch, mailed to them directly by me, AC2AE, for whoever the winner is. So if you want to get in touch with us through that email, is the current email is thefusionexperience@kingscountyradioclub.com. The Fusion Experience at KingsCountyRadioClub.com. So just make your suggestions, whatever you want it to be. If you want it to be the Fusion Net, the Fusion Digital Net, whatever it is, email it to us. If it's a good, it's going to definitely make the cut. No matter what, it's going into the bowl. So if it gets picked and it's one of the 3, then that's it. That's the email that it's going to be. So you guys have a chance of winning a club patch from the Kings County Radio Club, from me personally. And that's all the news that I have for tonight. So back over to Net Control.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. And guys, what a cool and exciting contest we have going on to name our email address, which is the Fusion Experience right now. You guys could be part of naming the email. We definitely would love to hear your ideas. And, I think the patch is super cool, personally. But I got to tell you something. There's nothing like bragging rights to me and being able to say, I'm the guy that came up with that email address. So why not come up with your ideas and let us know, and we'll vote on it as a group. And the email address that you come up with could be the email address for the Kings County Radio Club 2-meter Fusion Net. So why not do that? N2RGA usually has some traffic for us. Like I said earlier, I didn't hear him or hear his audio, but I did see his call sign pop up for a check-in. So with that said, Mitch, do you have any traffic for us into RGA from KV2LRF? Mitch, unfortunately, we're not hearing you. We see your call sign coming up. We'll give you one more shot. If not, we'll turn it over to Howie, and then we could always come back to you towards the end of the evening. Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, but we do have audio now, so that's a good thing. So you want to give it a try? Think of it as Mitch's home shopping network for ham radio every Friday night. His Swap and Shop Net, 9 p.m. right here in the Kings County Radio Club repeater system. How awesome is that? Thank you, Mitch. All right. Right now, let's turn it over for some weather. KD2MSU, our resident meteorologist, what's the weekend going to be looking like?
Good evening, all. First, let me say today is the last day of the meteorological winter, which is merely the three coldest months of the year. And we're going to be finishing at plus 1.5 degrees and 15 inches below normal on the snowfall. We only have 10 inches. We got to get to 30 by April 1st. 30 inches is the normal for the whole season, November to April. But we're stuck at 10 inches. And now over the next 15 days, we could get about 10 inches from several little events, including tomorrow morning. It's probably an inch or two. So the first half of March looks interesting, but there is no blocking, high latitude, upper level blocking in the atmosphere, so probably none of these storms is going to work out as a major event, but they may all add up to around 10 inches in the next 15 days. I see we have a lot of listeners out in Oregon, so I see your weather is going to remain cold, and you may see snow again, even at the surface, around March 7th. That might be even right down to sea level. So you have some cold days coming up there, and temperatures in the teens in the morning. So generally the whole United States will be cold the first half of March. So that's about it. Looking forward to the spring. KD2, MSU, back to net control.
So, KD2 MSU, you're talking a little bit more about that storm or that snow activity we're going to get soon. I remember you had mentioned that during last week's net, and you want to kind of look at more models. So I guess the information you provided last week is consistent, and it's becoming confirmed more and more as the days pass by, I suppose. All right, thank you so much for that forecast, and as I always say, KD2MSU, this guy is the most accurate weatherman I've ever seen in my life, really. I mean, it's true. You could turn on the TV news, you could put on the broadcast radio news, it makes no difference. Those guys are sometimes wrong. As long as KD2MSU's been on this net, he has always been consistently right, and that is not an exaggeration, everyone. So definitely listen out here on the Kings County Radio Club 2-meter Fusion Net for your weather forecast, because it's the most accurate. How cool is that, guys, right? All right, now it is time for the Kings County Radio Club 2-meter Fusion Net question of the evening. But before we do so, I want to do another call for check-ins. Please call Net Control. That is I, KD2LRX.
Hi, Net Control. November 8, Hotel Uniform Bravo.
If it isn't my friend Andy in Michigan, N8HUB. What's going on, Andy? Welcome to the net tonight. You made it on time for the question of the evening. And this is the question, guys. The last issue of QST spoke about workbench ideas for your shack. We would love to know what kind of gear you have on your workbench for use for ham radio and what you use this gear for. So again, the last issue of QST spoke about workbench ideas for your shack. We would love to know what kind of gear you have on your workbench for ham radio and what you use this gear for. So why don't we start things off with the guy that checked in first. He's also our club president, go figure. He's AC2AE. He's Joe. He's in Gravesend, Brooklyn, and he's a good friend of mine. So Joe, take it away.
Are you still trying to tell everybody I'm your friend? Oh, God. All right, guys. I know him. All right. I have to say, I like the question of the evening. It was tailored excellent by Jay. And I don't really have a workbench. I live in an apartment. I have a very small area for my ham radio goodies. What I do is I have a tool chest, and when I open up the cover, I'm able to put a nice big block of wood on there, and it's actually a cutting board that I kind of took from the kitchen, and I kind of use that as my table for like all my soldering and stuff. But I did recently acquire that I do have on my shelves now. I have a nice oscilloscope, I have a couple of variable power supplies, workbench power supplies, and a spectrum analyzer. And basically, it's all test equipment, so I've just really been testing my radios out. I've only got this equipment now about maybe 2 or 3 weeks, so I've just really been playing a whole bunch. Haven't really got to do any solid projects on it. Or with it, I should say. But I am really excited. I've been playing with the oscilloscope a heck of a lot. Everything from AC current to DC current to keying my own HT directly into there, watching the pattern on there. It's fun. If anybody ever does have a chance to get an oscilloscope, play around with it. You'll learn a lot. I'm learning a heck of a more lot than I did from just reading by putting actual practical applications into it. So that's my experience. I've used, a lot of people don't consider it, but we all have watt meters on our benches too, and SW watt meters to tell us what our reflective power is. So that's part of your workbench area too, guys. So it's whatever you really use. If it's a soldering gun, if it's a meter, it's whatever you use to do repairs or take measurements or anything to do with really ham radio that you have laying on your bed, any instrument. So let us know what's on your tech bench. Okay, back over to you, Jay. AC2A8KD2LRX.
Yeah, Joe just knows me. We're not friends. I know. Oh, I was hoping I had one at least. All right. Thanks, Joe. I think one of the coolest tools that Joe has on his workbench, if you will, is the oscilloscope. He actually told me about that, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And that is a really cool device to have on that bench of yours, too. And like you said, a lot of us have, you know, watt meters, you know, SWR meters as well on our desks, too. But I am very curious to find out what you guys all have on your desks. And that, again, is our question of the evening. We're going to turn things over to Mitch, Mitch N2RGA, and again, the question is, the last issue of QST spoke about workbench ideas for your shack, and we definitely want to know what kind of gear you have on your workbench for ham radio and what you use this gear for. So N2RGA, what say you from KD2LRX? N2RGA, thank you very much. One of the key pieces that you kind of mentioned that you have on your desk is soldering guns and solder to, you know, piece the puzzle together, if you will. So I really appreciate that. Thank you, Mitch. Let's turn it over now to KY2MY, Gene in Gravesend, Brooklyn. And I'm imagining that Gene probably has a very interesting workbench, considering he is an electrical engineer for work, and of course a ham radio operator too. KY2MY, what's on your workbench?
Thank you, Jay. This is KYankee2, Michael Yankee. My workbench is a 3-foot by 7-foot door that I have my computer on and my ham radio set up. I do have a soldering iron here, I have a charging station, I have solder, and some multimeters, and a monitor, computer monitors, and what else I have here? Then I've opened up my slide show. I have some whole bunch of kits I never put together yet, electronic kits, and that's about it. But then my other workstation is in the basement, which is more heavy stuff. I do whatever I want on that. But usually any electronics that needs computer programming is done in my office on the 3-by-7-foot door. Back to you, Jay.
All right, Gene, thank you very much. And, you know, Gene, similar to Mitch and Joe, has the soldering iron on his desk, a staple for many hams, if not all. But you know what? Gene brings up a very good point. He considered one of those tools on his workbench being computers or a computer with screens on his desk. And that is certainly a tool. Can you think about it? I mean, how often as hams are we looking things up? We're looking to kind of find, you know, a piece of the puzzle to solve. And a computer is certainly a great way to do that with the internet, as well as, you know, the many type of applications that you could have on it that are ham-related. So, appreciate that. Thanks a lot, Gene, KY2MY. Why don't we turn it over to KD2OVM, my good friend Axel in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Axel, what's on your workbench?
KD2OVM. Good evening, everyone. Okay. As everyone probably, like most of us, have a soldering an iron over our working bench, have a bunch of screwdrivers and all kinds of tools around. Not just only for ham radio, for all kinds of tools, for different kinds of repairs that I have done in the house when I used to have a car. But believe it or not, the tool that I like the most, that I use the most, and I have it always with me, is my Leatherman multi-tool. That's the one that I love the most. If I lose it, I have to buy another one. KD2OVM, back to you, Jay.
All right, Axel. So Axel's got a lot of screwdrivers and stuff on his desk, but the tool that he cannot live without is his Leatherman multi-tool. And those are great. Those are excellent. I actually have a tool similar to that, and I absolutely love it. Can't live without it, too. I've had it for about 13 years, actually. No, longer than that. Probably about 20 years now. So, I feel you, Axel. All right. KD2MSU, Howie in Coney Island, Brooklyn. I'm really curious to hear what he has to say. Again, the question of the evening is, the last issue of QST spoke about workbench ideas for your shack, and we want to know what kind of gear you have on your workbench for ham radio and what you use this gear for. Let's turn it over to KD2MSU over in Coney Island.
Well, KD2MSU, like AC2AE, I'm a little bit hampered with space because I'm living in a condo apartment. I do have a soldering station. I do have a laptop computer and a desktop computer. I have micro tools for taking apart watches, things like that. I have a power meter, have extra power supplies, etc. And I'd like to ask Joe, AC2AE, what kind of an oscilloscope you've got. I used to use one, a four-channel scope at work a long time ago. So I wonder what scope he picked up, if you could put him back on. This is KD2MSU, back to Net Control.
All right, Joe, you want to take that?
Sure. Okay. What's going on, guys? AC2AE back here. Sorry, but I got a little distracted there. I heard that at the last moment. I believe you said, hold on, guys. All right. You asked me what was the ham, the oscilloscope I was using. It's called a ham egg. It's one of the older guys. It's considered portable, but it is still one of the larger ones, but not as large as some of the previous oscilloscopes that I've had. It's spelled H-A-M-E-G, oscilloscope, and the model number is HM307. So if you want to look that up on the web, there's actually a nice little instruction manual that I looked up on the web as well. And it's in really good shape. I cleaned it up and took care of it inside and out. And first, let me tell you guys how I acquired this. This is the best. It's kind of sad, but it's kind of not. A friend of mine is a construction worker, and he was doing construction for a woman out on Long Island. He was doing something in her home. And he noticed the antennas on the roof, and he goes, my friend's got a whole bunch of antennas. He's a ham radio operator, and blah, 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 whatever. Her husband had passed many, many years earlier, and they still had this equipment in the garage. So she was throwing it away, and she asked him to get rid of it for her. And he started taking pictures and stuff like that, sending them to me. And I was like, dude, I was like, take whatever you can. I was like, take whatever you can, I said, and bring it on over. And he did, and he left it at my door and didn't want anything for it. So I got all this equipment for nothing. And I got to say, I'm very happy with it. DC2, AE, back over to Net Control.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And, of course, KD2MSU, thank you so much, Howie. All right, let's now turn things over to Michael in Portland, Oregon, KF6WTC. Michael, curious to hear about what you have on your workbench and what you use this gear for.
Good evening, Jane, everyone on the net. This is KF6 at WTC, Michael in Portland, Oregon. My workbench is kind of portable. I don't really have a space to like keep something up full time or all the time, so it's pretty much like a fold up card table that I pull out and then I'll put my soldering station on it and my tools that I'm using for whatever project I'm using at that time. And then it'll stay in the way for a couple days after, and then I'll end up putting everything away and until the next time. But yeah, I just put it away actually a couple days ago, and don't have any projects I'm working on at the moment. But yeah, pretty much just a soldering station set up and your normal tools that you'd find in your toolbox. I do love having my Anderson power pole crimper that I love to use that on a regular basis whenever I'm needing to hook up some power to a radio or a piece of equipment that plugs into one of my rig runners. But yeah, that's pretty much about it. KS6 WTC.
All right, Michael in Portland, Oregon. So Michael also kind of has a confined space to kind of have his workbench, as do so many that we've heard from this evening so far, but certainly has more than enough gear to kind of help him along the way as he goes about ham-related projects. Very cool. Thank you so much, KF6WTC. Always great to hear from you, Michael. Thanks again. Right now, let's turn it over to my good friend Matt in Long Beach, Long Island. He's K2ACD. That question of the evening for you, Matt, is what kind of gear do you have on your workbench for ham radio, and what do you use this gear for? Let's turn it over to you, K2ACD from KD2LRX.
All right. Good evening, Jay, and everybody on the net. Before I answer the question, I just want to mention that Junior 9Zulu4JulietCharlie popped up onto the KC2RC machine today. He was actually in Lower Manhattan. He said he just got off the ferry. He was over at the Bowling Green subway terminal, I believe he said he was at. So he's in the New York area. He's actually staying up in the Bronx. And he says hello to everybody, and if he can, he's going to find a way to get on here, so maybe he'll even show up. So, you know what? On my workbench, the last thing I want is anything to do with amateur radio. My bench in my garage is a disaster. It's full of drill shavings and motorcycle parts and all kinds of tools for working on motorcycles. And I pretty much, you know, exclusively operate portable. So I have a tool bag that I keep in the truck, and I got all my stuff that I, use in there. I don't work on radios too much. I'm mostly working on antennas, but I got, you know, a soldering iron and wire and power pole crimpers and various connectors and all that stuff that I just take with me in the truck for portable use. So I guess that's my answer. I don't keep anything on my bench. KD2LRX, back to net, K2ACD.
Mercury K2ACA, so his workbench in his place is actually kind of cluttered and is just a disaster, as he said. But he does have his toolkit, if you would, near all his ham radio gear that he uses for ham projects. So thank you very much, Matt. Appreciate that. Let's turn it over now to WA2CIR, Mark in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Mark, what do you have on your tool bench and or workbench, and what do you use it for ham-related?
All righty. Thank you very much. Yeah, all the tools I've had and all the tools I don't have throughout the years, having various jobs as an electronic technician and just doing computer forensics and stuff. The most valuable tool I've ever had was a Simpson 260 analog voltmeter. I used to use that thing as my go-to. Nowadays, I just have a Fluke. I forgot the model number. It's a digital voltmeter. Yeah, I just use it for tinkering and stuff and the soldering iron, obviously, and 35 years of just collecting junk and taking stuff apart. I have so much, I forgot about so much, I can't even remember. but yeah, so now it's, you know, back in the day when you were able to work on the radios, you know, when we had vacuum tube radios, I know you can still find some, but then, you know, oscilloscopes would come in handy, but just nowadays, you know, a good SWR meter, which I need to get because I broke my other one, you know, SWR watt meter, would be nice to have. An antenna analyzer would also be nice to have. That's on my wish list. But other than that, I just have the digital voltmeter, Fluke digital voltmeter, and soldering iron. I actually have some real solder with lead in it still, which is probably illegal now. You can't buy it anymore, so it's like black market stuff. It's like 40 years old, but it's good. And that's it. And yeah, so that's what we've come down to. Now the radio's breaking, throw it out and get another one. So, but I still like the tinker. Back to you.
All right. WA2CIR, Mark in Coney Island, Brooklyn, thank you so much for that. So his voltmeter is probably his most important piece of equipment on his workbench. But one thing that he said, which was pretty cool, is that he has some, you know, original solder with lead in it. Some old school solder. So how cool is that? Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate that. Mark in Coney Island. Let's now turn it over to W2MPR, Marty, Daybridge, Brooklyn. What's on your workbench, and what are you using it for, Marty? W2MPR, KD2LRX.
W2MPR. Alright, so I don't really have much on my workbench. I'm not working on too much stuff with radios, but I do have my three computer monitors. I always have some information that I'm trying to pull up, and, you know, and having my radios connected to, like, the WirezX software and pulling up my hotspots and stuff, my web pages up on my computer. That's definitely a tool. If I have to, I can bring out my soldering iron. I have my soldering station and my multimeter. If I have to test some voltages or do some tests on stuff, always wire cutters. I mean, that's one of the things I use a lot, wire cutters, snippers, stuff to, like, you know, just to cut wires and stuff like that. But nothing too crazy. I work on laptops sometimes, so I have, like, the small precision screwdriver sets to open up the laptops and the cell phones and stuff like that. I change a few screens on the cell phones. I mean, whatever I need to work on something, if I don't have it, I'll just, you know, try to get it, I'll order it or whatever, but you see my workbench, Jay. It's just basically radios. I have my SWR meters on here. I have my two SWR meters up on my desk, and basically my computer with my my power supplies. Back over to you, NetControl, W2MPR.
All right. I would call Marty's workbench the Mission Control Desk with all the monitors that he has, and he has this big terminal with a lot of USB ports
the right of all the monitors, which is pretty cool, and he's got a pretty cool setup, guys. W2NPR, thank you very much. All right, before we get over to Randall in Beaverton, Oregon, who's KD7UAH, why don't we do another call for check-ins? KD2LRX, net control, who would like to check in?
Nine Zulu 4, June.
Yeah? Alpha Delta 7, Echo Uniform, by way of C4FM.
Right, we had NZ4JC, I know that call sign. That's the one and only Junior, who is usually in Trinidad Tobago, but Junior, are you in New York now?
Yes, it's 40. Yes, I'm not looking at him for Jean-Paul Jr. How do you all like that? Just want to say good night to everybody on the net, everybody reading. I'm in New York, just having a ball, taking in the fine cool weather.
Junior, I don't know why you decided to come to New York with this weather that we're having, but we are happy that you are here. And then we had 87EU. If that station wants to come back with his name in QTH, that would be great. Alright, well, 87EU is Peter in Tacoma, Washington. We're glad that he's here as well. So, guys, Junior and Peter and everyone else, the question that we've been asking everybody is the following. The last issue of QST spoke about workbench ideas for your shack. We would love to know what kind of gear you have on your workbench for ham radio and what you use this gear for. So we've been working our way down the list. We heard from Joe, Mitch, Gene, Axel, Howie, Michael, Matt, Mark, Marty, and now we're turning things over to KD7UAH. That's Randall. He's in Beaverton, Oregon. Randall, we'd love to know your answer. KD7UAH, are you with us, Randall? Alright, Randall must be away from his desk right now. In the meantime, let's go over to Parker. He's in Gresham, Oregon. He is W7YZP. Parker, what say you, our question?
This is W7YZP. Good evening to everybody on the net. I don't have much of a workbench. I'm confined in space, so what I really have is a desk And on a shelf beneath my desk, I keep my radios. Beneath that, I kind of just have miscellaneous electrical parts. I have some wires, a good old trusty multi-tool, lots of books about radios, an unconventional tool that I use, but probably the most valuable to me, is my radio itself. It's here where I get to contact other ham radio operators and members of the club I recently joined to gain knowledge from their personal experiences. This is W7YZP Parker in Gresham. Back to Net Control.
So Parker's most valuable asset on his workbench are his radios, because that is where he's able to communicate, and he's able to talk to hams, especially those within the club that he just joined in Oregon. Very, very nice. Thank you so much. And Parker, we're so glad to have you on the net. We do this every Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern time, which is probably what, like maybe 6 p.m. your time, I think? Definitely don't be a stranger. And you're more than welcome to always hang out with us, even when the net's not going on the Kings County Radio Club repeater system. So, really great to hear from you, Parker. Don't be a stranger. We had N2HVR going back to Ozone Park, Queens, New York. That's Nick. Nick, what's on your workbench, and what are you using it for ham-related? And 2HVR from KD2LRX, are you with us? Alright, N2HVR must have secured early. Let's now go over to AG7HH, Mark in Salem, Oregon. Mark, what's on your workbench, and what are you using it for ham-related? AG7HH from KD2LRX.
This is AG7HH, Mark in Salem. I don't have a whole lot on my desk. There are some computers here, though, but only one monitor. And I was just thinking about the previous comments about three monitors, and I think I've been inspired to add some more monitors to my desk. Beyond that, I have a multimeter and some radios, but not a whole lot else. I don't really have a very extensive workbench that I'm still working on. DG7HH, back to that.
All right, a multimeter. He's got one monitor, but after being on this net tonight, he's going to go out to the store and buy a bunch more, I have a feeling. And you know something, guys? It's really funny that he mentioned this, Mark, because I feel like these nets and talking to all you guys gets me to always spend money, because you guys always have great ideas and things that you're adding and enhancing your shacks with, that I always just need to kind of you know get out there and buy more stuff, you know, to play along with the rest of you guys. So I see I'm not alone. So thank you very much, AG7HH, Mark Salem, Oregon. Glad to have you on board here tonight. Let's now turn it over to my good friend in Michigan. He's Andy. He's known as N8H2B. Andy, curious to hear your answer to the question of the evening.
N8H2B, good evening, Jay. Good evening, Joe. You guys are doing a good job. Thanks for doing the net. Always a lot of fun to check in, see who's around here. Hello to the rest of the people on the net, too. Everybody sounds good. Oh, I got a bench I set up here years ago. It's about 5 feet long and 30 inches from front to back. gives me quite a bit of working area and stuff to put on here. I got the 2-meter ring here and a speaker underneath on one side, a little laptop computer on the other side, on the other end, and in the middle I got a adjustable elbow adjustable ring light magnifier. That's about the most important thing right now these days. You know, you get a little older, the eyes aren't too good, so I got a ring light magnifier with the LED lights, and it works off 12 volts, and I got a power supply for that, and backup power supply, power goes off, I still got lights anyway. Gotta get one for the radio. Got a nice little switching power supply I got here last year for 30 amp. It runs the radio, and then you got the computer here. Computer's a good tool too. Like I say, you can find all kinds of stuff on there. I get lost on a computer sometimes, and just searching one thing after another. But I like doing smaller circuits, IC chips and sockets, little wiring diagrams, so I gotta have stuff with a magnifier on it so I can see some of that stuff. Various tools, soldering irons, a couple different sizes, small screwdrivers, miniature things all the way up to bigger ones, and got a box of wire cutters, strippers, and all such things like that, but just enough to keep me in trouble, I guess. Back to you, Jay, at 8-8-2-B.
All right, Andy. Yeah, just enough to keep you in trouble. It sounds like you have plenty, and I think that's awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for checking in, buddy. We always appreciate it. Let's go over to New York City. Wait, New York and Junior? Just doesn't make sense to me. Because he's always in Trinidad and Tobago, but he's been in the States now for a little while. He was in Orlando at the Hamvention, and now he's in New York, and he's NZ4JC. What's going on, Junior? Junior, what's on your workbench, and what are you using it for ham-related? Zulu 4, Juliet Charlie. Where are you, Junior? Are you still with us? Alright, I know Junior was having some trouble getting in before. Probably he's on an HT, I would think, and if Matt's correct, in the Bronx, maybe having a little difficulty hitting the repeater. And if actually he's in the Bronx, if he's on an HT, I don't know what he's doing, because he got out a little bit before. That's pretty impressive. Junior, if you do come back, definitely feel free to key up, and we'll take your answer. 87EU, Peter in Tacoma, Washington. Peter, glad to have you on board tonight. In case you missed it, the question of the evening is one that JoeyC2AE came up with, and that's about the last issue of QST spoke about workbench ideas for your shack, and we would love to know what kind of gear you have on your workbench for ham radio and what you use this gear for. Let's turn it over to you in Tacoma, Washington, 87EU from KD2LRX. Peter in Tacoma, are you with us? 87EU, KD2LRX. All right, great. Nothing heard from Peter in Tacoma. And, you know, I'm not sure if I missed this call sign before. I get the feeling that I did because I thought I heard his voice, and the net wouldn't be the same without him. 87NY, Jonathan, in Milwaukee, Oregon, are you with us? KD2LRX.
This is 87NY. Go ahead.
I think we missed you on the check-in list. Could you believe that? I was pretty sure I heard you, but I didn't have you on the official list. So, Jonathan, I want to hear from you. I want to know what's on your workbench, and what are you using it for, ham radio related?
Okay, my workbench is part of my working desk in my home office. Ham radio related, there is an Astron power supply, a HACO soldering station, a HACO desoldering station, PNC, a couple of computers, 50-inch monitor, LDG tuner at the moment, this radio, external Kenwood speaker, and a phone that's connected to a ham hotline usually, but right now it's unplugged. And in toolboxes, because I do a lot of portable stuff, there's a lot of other tools. Someone mentioned an oscilloscope earlier. I actually have an old Tektronix 453, which happens to be beneficial since I live not far from where it was made. And someone mentioned Leatherman, which is also made here in the Portland area. That's part of my everyday carry. I carry a Leatherman tread on my wrist and a charged titanium in my pocket at all times. I also have a multimeter on the desk and other miscellaneous computer-related tools as well. 87NY.
All right, Jonathan, Milwaukee, Oregon. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Sounds like you have quite a bit of tools on your workbench. And why did you have to say that the Leatherman's made in Oregon near Portland? Because you know, Axel's going to be jumping on a plane and buying out the entire Leatherman store now that he heard that one. I know he loves that tool as well. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Really appreciate it. All right. Are there any other stations that would like to check into the net? Please call Net Control. It's KD2LRX.
Net Control. This is Kilo Delta 9 Golf Charlie X-Ray Bob in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Bob in Appleton, welcome, KD9GCX, great to have you on board here tonight. Bob, I'm not sure if you heard the question, but the last issue of QST spoke about workbench ideas for your shack, and we want to know tonight what kind of gear you have on your workbench for ham radio and what you use this gear for. Turn it over to you now, KD9GCX from KD2LRX.
Well, I'm a technician, licensed, so I haven't gotten out of a whole lot of stuff yet. I got a few handhelds. I got a Kenwood D-Star, I got a Fusion radio that I'm talking on, and I have a DMR radio. Laptop computer, a couple of monitors, that's about it. It's my shack, it's down in my man cave in the basement. Back in that control, this is KD9GCX.
KD9GCX, you said that you're a technician, but you have a shack there set up like an extra. It sounds like very, very cool. I'm loving it. Very nice. Thank you very much, Bob. Bob, thank you so much for checking in as well. Really appreciate that. Are there any other stations that would like to check in? Now's your time to do it. KD2LRX, Net Control.
Alright, with nothing heard, I suppose it's my turn. Alright, KD2LRX, what's on my workbench? A lot of stuff, guys. A lot. Maybe not as much as all you guys have, but I have all my radios. I have my ASU400, my 991 Alpha. I have an SWR meter. I got plenty of HTs to go around. I have a battery pack that I could plug a hotspot into, or I could charge phones or any other equipment when needed. Battery packs for radios and whatnot. I certainly have plenty of battery packs laying around for some Kenwood radios, Motorola radios. I also have I don't have a Leatherman, but I have a Gerber multi-tool. I have some needle nose pliers. I have a Phillips and regular screwdriver here. I have plenty of HT antennas, including some backup 77 TAs and 320 Alphas. I have a few body mics here, some Motorola body mics, a couple of chargers for Anytone Motorola radios, and then just kind of I have some duct tape. I got some cleaning supplies also for my radios here. And in addition to that, I have just sitting above where I kind of keep everything stored, just a few old school radios that I like to kind of keep on my desk that, believe it or not, do work. I have a Motorola, two Motorola Sabres, as well as a Motorola HT1000 that I don't use them, but they're just kind of fun to look at, so I kind of have them, and I'm trying to build like more of a classic radio collection just to kind of have around too. So that's what's on my shack. And who could forget the computer and my Yaesu amateur world map, which I have on my wall. So that's what KD2LRX has on his desk, or on his workbench, I should say. Great question, Joe, this evening. Really appreciate that from AC2AE. Are there any other stations I would like to check in? KD2LRX, net control.
Net control, this is 87NY with another comment for you.
Please join us on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month. We will be holding a technical net at 9 p.m. on this repeater. All is welcome. Or you can stream us at http://live.kc2rc.com.
But go ahead.
Your Gerber multi-tool is also made in the Portland area as well. 87NY.
Very interesting. Did not know that. Thank you very much for that tidbit. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've had that tool, like I said, for at least 20 years, maybe even longer. I think I've had it actually probably since I was in like 8th grade. So that's actually way more than 20 years ago. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much, 87NY, Andy. Any other stations I'd like to check in now, please call Net Control KD7. I was combining call signs. I was like about to say KD7NY. I meant to say KD2LRX. Alright, with nothing heard right now, we'll have another opportunity to check in case you missed the call-in. But, with that said, this is a weekly meeting of the Kings County Radio Club's 2-meter Fusion Net, which means every Thursday at 9 p.m. on this repeater. Kings County Radio Club is, of course, an ARRL affiliated Brooklyn-based amateur radio club with members throughout the metropolitan area and, yes, even down south. Our club meets on the first Wednesday of every single month at the Carrington Conference Room of the New York Presbyterian Hospital at 5066 Street in Brooklyn, New York. Conference room is located between the gift shop and the cafeteria, and our next meeting, well, it's coming up, guys. If you guys are out of the New York area, definitely buy your plane tickets because it's Wednesday, March 6th. Could you believe it's going to be March tomorrow? But the meeting's going to be March 6th, guys, so definitely do check it out. It's near the 7th Avenue exit of the F&G train station, as well as the B67 bus at 7th Avenue stop. Of course, you don't need to be a member to attend our meetings. In fact, we urge those interested to drop in and join us for the meeting. We offer a pre-meeting during the 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. portion, where we have arranged for an informal Q&A. Both unlicensed as well as license holders may have questions, and our members will always do their best to provide answers or at least sources of information for those requiring them. General meeting begins around 8 p.m. and usually lasts till about 9:30 or 10 p.m. I always love those meetings because you always get to meet the other members of the club, and there's always at least one or two people that aren't members yet but are thinking about becoming so, or even becoming ham radio operators. So they're really exciting meetings if you haven't attended one. I will be there at this Wednesday. Club also sponsors VE exams for unlicensed individuals to get their first ticket, or for licensed operators to upgrade their licenses for greater privileges. These VE exams are given every other month on Sundays at 1 p.m. And our next scheduled VE session, I'm actually just looking it up right now. Just give me a second. Our next scheduled VE exam, everybody, will be, drumroll please, March 10th, 2019 at 1 p.m. So it's coming up, guys. Just about, let's see, two Sundays away. Not this Sunday, the Sunday after. So the VE exams are given every other month, like I said, at Sundays 1 p.m., and they're given over at the Wesley House, which is right across the street from the New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital at 5016 Street, in room 6B. That's on the 6th floor. So you walk into the Wesley House, you see an elevator, you press 6, and you go to room 6B. Of course, those sessions are always available on our club's website at kingscountyradioclub.com. And, of course, who could forget that the site is generously hosted by your friends over at 3 Aliens Web Hosting. Our next VE session, like I said, is coming up, so definitely don't miss out. Just two Sundays from now. Kings County Radio Club also offers a 2-meter radio net every Tuesday evening at 9 p.m., and our net control operator is the one and only Richard, K2KDQ, on this repeater. Both members and non-members alike are invited to check in and stream via the web at stream.kc2rc.com for those that are having problems receiving our repeater signal. Of course, the Kings County Radio Club also offers a technical net on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday of each month on this repeater. It happens at 9 p.m. All licensed amateurs are welcome to join and participate either with a question or a comment or an answer for an earlier question. And Roy ACTGS is the host, and our one and only Gene, KY2MY, is the co-host. All licensed amateurs are welcome to join and participate. And each session includes a TechNet puzzle available weeks before the TechNet on our club's website for discussion. Those without the ability to receive our repeater signal can always stream it at stream.kc2rc.com to listen to the TechNet live, and archives of the audio are always available on our website. Kings County Radio Club offers a 10-meter radio net every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and our net control operators vary. Sometimes they're Joe AC2AE, sometimes they're our resident meteorologist, KD2MSU, and they could also be you. So definitely reach out to Joe AC2AE if you would like to be a net control operator for the 10-meter radio net, the 2-meter radio net, or I guess the 2-meter radio net and the 10-meter radio net are the ones that need the coverage. We usually meet at 28.380 megahertz upper sideband, and everyone, both member and non-member alike, are invited to check in and choose a rag of it. It's a stream via the web at stream.kc2rc.com for those that either have no 10-meter capabilities or when radio propagations are just not going our way. Let's keep 10 meters alive, everyone. And, of course, as you all know by now, all the previous information is available on our club's website, kingscountyradioclub.com, generously hosted by our friends at 3 Aliens Web Hosting, along with news, forums, archives, the club newsletters, and original articles. If you have a chance, take a look at the site. It's really great, guys.
An application for club membership is also available on that site, and we take PayPal or checks. Club members contribute their time and their money to provide all these services to the local amateur radio community, and we would greatly appreciate all of your support. Whew, God, reading that, guys, sometimes you just gotta, like, wipe the sweat off your head. With that said, are there any other stations that I'd like to check in? Please call Net Control, KD2LRX. Alright, with nothing heard, I'd like to thank the following stations for checking in and contributing to tonight's net. You guys really made it a great net this evening, and I'm very thankful for that, as I know as Joe and all the others who bring this net to you week after week. So we have our club president, yes, Joe, AC2AE, in Gravesend, Brooklyn, New York. We had N2RGA, our former club president, that's Mitch in Mill Basin. We had KY2MY, my good friend Gene in Gravesend, Brooklyn, as well as KD2OVM, Axel, Crown Heights. We had our resident meteorologist, Howie, Coney Island, Brooklyn, that's KD2MSU, as well as our good buddy, Michael in Portland, Oregon, who's KF6WTC. And Michael, as always, thank you so much for simulcasting our net in Portland. We have K2ACD, Matt, welcome back to New York. He's in Long Beach. We had WA2CIR over in Coney Island, Brooklyn. That's Mark. We had W2MPR, my good buddy Marty in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Marty, say hi to Bucci for us. We had KD7UAH, Randall in Beaverton, Oregon, as well as W7YZP, Parker in Gresham, Oregon. We also had N2HVR, Nick in Ozone Park, as well as AG7HH, Mark in Salem, Oregon. We had N8HUB, our good friend Andy in Michigan, as well as a station that we normally hear in Trinidad and Tobago, but we heard him in New York City tonight. He's 9-0-4, Juliet Charlie, that's Junior. We had Peter in Tacoma, Washington, 87EU, followed by 87NY, Jonathan in Milwaukee, Oregon. Always love hearing from Jonathan. And finally, rounding things out, we had KD9GCX, our good friend Bob in Appleton, Wisconsin. With that said, guys, remember that everything mentioned here tonight is available on our club's website. That's kingscountyradioclub.com. Again, major shout out to 3 Aliens Web Hosting for hosting our site. And thank you all for checking in to the Kings County Radio Club 2-Meter Fusion Net. We do it every single Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So mark it on your calendars. We'll be back here next Thursday. Until then, the net's closed. The repeaters return to casual communication. 7-3 from KD2LRX. I now turn it over to Joe, AC2AE, who's going to close things out.
All right, everybody, on behalf of the Kings County Radio Club, we appreciate everybody stepping out and coming and playing ham radio with us tonight. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the question. And as usual, every night, every week, I leave you with the great words. And the great words of inventor and futurist of Nikola Tesla: if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Guys, have a good night, man. Enjoy. AC2AE, I'm clear.